the tell-all fight that left Avery bruised. Plus, Lauren's got a bun in the oven and a feud with Ashley. And is Caesar going to the Ukraine? We have all the details and a lot more coming up on 90 Day Fiancé News Weekly.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, the buzz.
Hey there, 90 Day Fiancé fans, fanatics, detractors, lovers of the news. You are all welcome here on 90 Day Fiancé News Weekly. Thank you so much for joining us live. There is much to discuss today. My name is Christy Olsen, and so many of you already hanging out in the chat. Hello, Kelly, Blue Butterfly, Jesse, Paula, Crazy Lady. So glad you guys are all hanging out with us. Make sure you hit that subscribe button, because we do this every week. And by we, I mean myself and this lovely lady who you all know right next to me. She is one of the hosts of all of AfterBuzz's 90 Day Fiancé after shows. Hi, Linda Antwi.
Hello. Hi, guys. So good to be back this week. All the drama.
We every single week we say we cannot believe how much drama.
Absolutely.
And every week they deliver hard. This one, no different. The longest list we've had of news stories in a long time. So we are going to jump right into it. Yay, I love you all celebrating that we got this started. You're joining us from South Africa, from Colorado, from the UK, from all around the world. Make sure you are sharing your thoughts as we share these stories with you, because we are starting off with, would you call this maybe the most talked about tell-all fight ever?
1,000%.
Yes, absolutely. So we are talking about Avery, Rebecca, and Angela from the Before the 90 Days Tell-All Part 2.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
It all went down on Sunday and Monday of this week, and we are now getting kind of more of the behind-the-scenes juicy scoop from all of these ladies. So we saw what went down on the show, but now Avery and Rebecca are claiming that we didn't get the full view on the show of what went down in this fight. Avery said on Instagram, why didn't they show the part where Angela and her daughter physically attacked my mom? So making big allegations there, but that's not all. Check out this next picture of Avery's bruised foot. Okay, she is black and blue. She says, this is also what they did to my foot when they were trying to jump my mom, and I wasn't letting anyone hit my mom. Muslim or not, I stick up for myself and my family. We can't blame you there, Avery. And Rebecca's, of course, backing her up, as she did at the tell-all, and kind of spilling even more juice. Rebecca said, we were literally told to speak up to each other. She's talking about how this fight all began. She said, Tim and Avery were doing exactly what they asked of us, and Angela went crazy. She physically attacked me by chest bumping me several times. She did hit Avery's mom and flipped the table out of the way in the process, which hit Avery's foot. Security is the one who separated Angela and the rest of us and made her leave. And then get this, Rebecca says, we refuse to film with Angela anymore. They filmed her segment separately, maybe on another day, but Rebecca says, I could be wrong about that. But that Angela went from zero to 160 immediately, and it was uncalled for. Rebecca is begging us to please not glorify what Angela said and did in during this altercation. So it was even hotter than what we saw on TV.
The thing is, this is not new for Angela.
Right.
I don't think she works well and plays well with others, because all previous tell-alls that she's been in a confrontation where she literally wants to get physical with whoever she's fighting with. And we've seen this with her and Michael. We see it at all the tell-alls. So I'm not surprised by this. And I'm not surprised that they made her film separately and they escorted her out of the building. Like, not surprised at all. 1,000.
Do you think having to be shown out the door by security is kind of the final nail in the coffin? Or that Angela gave 90 Day producers exactly what they wanted?
I think that she makes for entertaining TV, right? So this is what people are wanting, right? They want that little bit of a Maury spin.
Right.
So I think that, you know, she's the drama. She brings the drama, and it was the drama and talked about for the tell-all. Now, is it okay to actually get physical with someone? Never. Never. It's never okay. But that's why I think they didn't show the actual physical assault that she did on Terry.
They're not trying to be that show.
Right.
Well, we have a little more to talk about at that tell-all, because shockingly, as shocking as the fight was, there was a shocking appearance that made just as many headlines.
There were so many, because I knew Jesse was going to be there. And I know that we're not talking about Jesse, we're talking about Maria. But I thought that it was irrelevant. Like, he came in, He didn't confront anyone. He wanted everyone to know an update. No one asked. No one asked what you were up to. Not at all. And you're not even part of the 90 Day franchise. So what was the point?
If for him being the catalyst for what all went down, I mean, I think there probably would have been a fight regardless. Right?
Facts.
Facts, people. And speaking of facts, we got a couple more from Avery's mom. This is huge news.
Yes. So, guys, we kept talking about the 5% chance that Omar was going to come to America. And according to Terry, Avery's mom, Omar's visa to the U.S. has been approved. They have to allow a minimum of 30 days for the processing, as you'll see in this photo. And the approval of this petition doesn't necessarily grant him any immigration and is not a guarantee, but it's the first step for him to come to America. And she says, looking like I will have an amazing son-in-law in the U.S. much sooner than we thought. So congratulations to Avery and Omar, and especially Terry, because I know this probably warms her heart that her family's not going to be broken up and she doesn't have to worry about her daughter moving far away.
Yes, that was great news and a huge surprise. Also probably something that TLC maybe wishes that Terry wouldn't have shared. But she's an excited mama. Who can blame her, right?
Absolutely.
Aaron Smiles today said, yay for Omar. Cindy Sue said, Omar's a dentist, which probably helped him get the visa. That's a good point. Absolutely. And they are, of course, still kind of coming for Angela a little bit. And they seem to agree that Angela gave TLC just what they needed for this tell-all.
Jules. Jules, Jules with the jokes.
We love you all, but there, of course, is still some shockwaves being sent out from the other way tell-all a couple of weeks ago, and Devin is still in the news. She made lots of headlines over the weekend, shall we say. We have all probably noticed the 90 Day cast promoting different articles on their social media. Mm-hmm. It's quite clear that they're getting paid to do this, and several of them have clarified that is actually their management company, I believe for most of them is the Social Media Mafia, who are posting these articles and that they really have nothing to do with it besides handing over their likeness and their social media to these people. So as part of that, there was an article posted on Devin's account over the weekend that was political in nature. And the backlash from that sort of inspired her to go on Insta Live. Mm-hmm. And one of the things she's quoted as saying during that Instagram Live was, first of all, I'm effing white, okay? And I'm not racist at all. I don't believe America's racist. I think people say that stuff to start fights. And you know, it's stupid. I'm so angry about this. And I honestly don't think America's racist. Like, I've seen very little racism in America. I'm from Utah. Where I'm from, I see very little racism. So essentially diminishing the role that racism is playing in America right now with these comments. And this did not go over well, shall we say. And kind of adding the fuel to the fire in all this was at the same time, Devin posted that photo of her dressed in Native American garb, which of course caused a bit of an uproar about appropriation. So she felt the need to respond and said again, I don't believe in racism, meaning I don't believe in people being racist, as in I think it's wrong. Not that I believe racism doesn't exist. Get that effing straight. That is not quite what she said. But Devin goes on to say, and FYI, I am a child of mixed race too, so stop coming at me and calling me cracker and that sort of thing. So some major backpedaling there on Devin's part. Perhaps when she saw her quotes written out, she realized that wasn't what she meant, or just that she needed to, you know, save her butt. But her fellow castmates took notice on all this. It wasn't just us fans. Check out what Avery had to say about Devin's comments. To anyone that doesn't believe racism and bigotry isn't still alive and well in America, just go look at my comment section. I have gotten death threats from Americans for the simple fact that I'm Muslim and whole countries are banned from coming here. Avery says she grew up in a very diverse community where she heard black people and white people are all addressing folks as criminals and Muslims and terrorists, and really just goes on to talk about her experience with racism, and finally says, for the people that stand up against the hate in this world, thank you. And I'm not trying to throw shade at Devin because I love everyone, but it did strike a nerve seeing that Devin stuff. So Avery wasn't going to let her get away with it, but this is a pretty carefully worded and not unkind response.
I mean, I'll say this. I did a red carpet yesterday, Harriet Tubman, And it's the Harriet story. And I think that maybe Devin should go watch that movie, as should everyone. You'll learn a lot.
Okay.
That's what I'm going to say.
Okay. That's all Linda has to say on that, because I bet we could talk all night long.
I mean, it's racism. It exists. And for anyone to say that it doesn't exist, I don't know where you live.
Bible Bus said, let's hear about racism from someone who isn't an American. Tired of it. Both Devin and Avery are Americans. Not sure if I'm misunderstanding or if you're implying something else. Selwonk wants to know, is Avery attending college or anything? It certainly does not appear that she is. Happy Mood said, I'm a Muslim woman and was born in America, but I still feel the racism. However, there are very nice people here in America, too. Well, that's a kind of a sweet thing to say, Happy Mood, and a good note maybe to wrap that story up on. So,
listen, talking about crazy stories, Caesar, who you guys, I'm going to clarify that you know he's not my favorite. So, apparently, according to a nail client, Caesar has gone to the Ukraine.
What?
And clarifying that as well, one of his fans, or one of the 90 Day fans, actually saw him at Doha, if I'm saying it right, airport in the Ukraine. And apparently she claims she has some dirt on him. So she said that she met him on his way back from the airport and has something that she wants to share, but she doesn't share it because according to what she found out, he's still under NDA. So what people are speculating is that he's going to be filming another season of 90 Day Fiancé with Maria.
I'm a little suspicious of some rando fan trying to protect Caesar and his NDA.
Right.
But I do believe a client that came into the nail salon who talked to another one of the nail techs, because I think that's where the real juice probably is. Those people know what's going on in his life, right? And that nail tech did confirm that Caesar had already gone to Ukraine.
Mm-hmm. So we'll see. We'll see if we'll see him again. But I'm kind of done with him. I think he should, like, the tell-all. You know when he said get lost and just walk?
Mm-hmm.
That's what he should do. Go walk and find yourself.
Oh.
And not find yourself with Maria.
The chat roll say they were shocked when they saw Maria and they watched it several times. Loved her dress. Someone says, Diane, OMG, I'm going to puke. Not looking forward to seeing Caesar hanging out in Ukraine. And Crazy Lady Amy said, yes, Happy Mood. I was like, OMG, she's real. I mean, I think we all were, right? I don't know how they kept that secret, especially after all the leaks that came out of the other way tell-all.
Yeah.
Like, how much threatening of the cast do you think happened there?
Unless it was last minute, because even the cast looks shocked.
Yeah.
So I think that they probably kept it under wraps from everyone who was not immediately involved.
But it's been almost 2 months. How did it not come out in the time since then?
Fair.
Everybody wants to get paid?
Probably. Probably it.
Jean in the chat said, Caesar, send me the money. Elisa said, I think Maria was an actress. My goodness gracious. Simone TV, a huge shocker.
That she's an actress?
Well, yeah, that she was even there. And someone else said she reminded me of Anfisa, which is sort of what I thought as well. Pre-America Anfisa,
yeah,
shall we say.
Let's go with that. Because her Anfisa now, I think she's great. And I think she's doing great things for herself.
She is. And other great things in the 90-day world. Some happy news this week. Lauren and Alexi announced they are expecting a baby. I almost just said finally expecting a baby, but, you know, they don't need my judgment. They've been talking about wanting kids for quite a while. And it looks in this photo like Lauren's actually a little ways along here. Mm-hmm. So no report on a due date, but they were very happy to make this announcement and did it in some really cute ways. We're over the moon until... Until Miss Ashley posted one of those infamous clickbaity articles that we were just talking about on her social media. So she reposted Lauren's picture, the really cute one of the shoes, and, you know, with a hashtag link in bio for people to follow the press story so that Ashley could get paid for those clicks. Lauren had a major problem with this, and she said, hey, if you're going to repost our picture, at least let people know that it's us that's pregnant. And if you're going to use my photo, I'd appreciate you, you know, letting people know that this is our picture, which doesn't seem like that big of a deal or doesn't really seem like a big ask. However, Ashley went ham on Lauren. I don't think there's any other way really to describe this. In her response, she said, if you don't want people to share about your pregnancy, then keep it private. She explains that everybody was posting it. And if Lauren's going to come at everybody, that she'll be very busy. Get this. She tells Lauren, get over yourself and stop acting like a victim. While also congratulating her on her pregnancy, she said, go worry about more important things. But that was not all. She didn't stop there. And a huge bomb at the end of this Insta story. Ashley says, I don't have time for your drama and I could care less about you or the franchise. Woo! Ashley has certainly changed her tune from when she was praising the production company on her social media and talking about getting a possible spinoff with them. This makes it sound like her time with TLC is absolutely done.
It sounds like it, but I want to just backtrack a little bit. What exactly are these two fighting about? Do you know what I mean? Like, I get what they're fighting about.
Okay.
But are we really fighting about posting of a photo? How many times do we repost and post and repost?
Well,
and,
would you be offended if someone else was profiting off of your news?
Well, I think that they all profit off of each other.
They all do.
Back and forth. So in a way, like, I looked at it as, and hey, this, she's announcing that she's pregnant, so I'm just going to repost it. And if I had seen it, I probably would have reposted it as well.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the fight about exactly? Because you didn't credit them? Like, I just think that this is something that went from zero to 360 for absolutely no reason. That's my personal opinion of it.
Well, maybe Lauren is a little, you know, emotional right now. I don't know. I don't want to say anything insulting about pregnant ladies.
No. I just think it's an interesting fight. There are so many, you know, fights. This is one that we can be like, all right, girls. Calm down.
All right. Well, let's move on to some real drama between Aladdin and Laura.
Y'all. Aladdin was busy last week.
We're still covered in all the tea that he spilled.
Busy. I took a whole day and I was just like, let me just sip my tea right here real quick and see what he has to say. So he basically started off saying that the reason why he got together with Laura is because she catfished him. And I'm literally going to read what he said. He said, I was catfish, plain and simple. When Laura and I met online, she shared photos that portrayed her to be much younger than she is. Her photos, as I discovered later, were highly edited. Even she admitted to this during taping, but no one paid any attention to it. She told me she was 40 years old, and I believed her. I did not even know she was using fake hair extensions, etc. When we met in person, I was surprised, but I already had feelings for the person I thought she was. We had already decided to get married before even meeting. How else would we have had all the documents necessary during this trip to get the marriage registered? She wanted to say that the story about me proposing after a few days in a cafe because she thought it would make our storyline more interesting. I discovered her age when we went for the marriage license and they asked for her passport.
Yikes.
That is when I saw her age was in 50s and not 40, as she told me. When confronted, she initially gave me a story about how a mistake in her passport had been made. However, when the register...
Try to hold your laughter till the end, Linda.
However, when the register asked to see her birth certificate, the date was the same. She said the mistake had been in the birth certificate, and that is why it's in her passport as well. I did not believe it, and eventually she admitted the truth. I stayed because I already loved her, and I thought in the end, if this is the worst thing, I can handle it. Dun, dun, dun. So he's catfished. He's already way too deep in and claimed that he loved her at that moment. And the rest is history, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what do you think of that? Do you think he was catfished?
They've both made so many claims. And I can only assume that the truth is probably somewhere in the middle. And I think especially when people are first falling in love,
yeah,
they're willing to overlook a lot of things.
True.
You know, maybe he should have figured some stuff out. Maybe she exaggerated. Maybe, you know, there's a lot that could have gone on here. But really, none of it matters. Because we know that, you know, a house built of cards falls down or whatever the hell the saying is.
That.
I mean, their relationship was clearly built on lies, whoever was telling them.
Right.
And
maybe
it's over now.
Were telling them, yeah.
Yeah, it could very well be. But Aladdin's moved on.
He has moved on. So according to his Instagram, which I think is really cute, he says, there's only one woman that texts me that makes me smile like this, and it's not a blue-eyed blonde. And he goes to close. So he kind of hints like maybe there's a new love in his life. But he clarifies today. He says, mystery solved. They say heaven lays beneath your mother's feet. So I guess this makes her my angel. And he posted a picture of his love being his mom.
Oh, I didn't think that that's what he, I didn't get that that's what he was saying. Backtracking on the new love. Maybe
the new
it
love.
Was just too soon. Maybe TLC producers came down on him a little bit. That just seems odd to me.
Does it? I mean, it could be. We'll never know. But he teased it, and then he took it back. So either he has a new love, or his first love was always his mom. Either way, he wins.
The chat roll is going crazy over this. Nakia says, damn, why you gotta lie so much for foreign bananas? Kristen said, too many lies to sort it all out. His side, her side, and the real truth is always somewhere in the middle. Agreed, Kristen. Kelly wants us to hook Laura up with Sumit.
Ooh.
Oh, just because they both stretch the truth a little bit here and there.
I like how you said stretch the truth and I said lying.
Others just say, thank God he moved on.
Oh, yes.
They are over it.
Over it.
But somebody is in trouble with the law.
Yeah, guys. So Nicole's dad, Tyler, has been arrested for battery and possession of drug paraphernalia. He's currently in custody following an alleged altercation between him and a woman at a gas station near Manatee County in Florida on Monday. So he's in jail. He has a $500 bond, and according to
for each charge,
yeah. And according to some of the witnesses, he, as far as what happened, the victim stated that he got into a verbal argument by the offender, they're calling him now. And then the victim stated that the argument turned physical when the offender put his arm around her throat. The woman was apparently able to breathe during these alleged dispute, and she was not in fear of her life, but she thought he was going to hurt her. So he's making big news. Nicole's only response is, give me and my family space.
Yes, not an unexpected ask from Nicole during this situation. Again, a big headline here, but, well, no, I won't justify anything he did. He has been charged with battery and possession
and
of drug paraphernalia. There was actually cocaine residue found on a glass pipe in his front pocket during that arrest. And that article from Monday stating that he is still in custody. Mm-hmm. I'm not aware of any updates on that, of him being sprung.
The latest article that I read was from today that he has not been. So that's
still
a lot.
Sitting mm-hmm. in jail since Monday morning, I believe, is when this all went down.
Don't do drugs, kids.
That's right. And also, there was some clarification, too, that the woman is just a friend. That on top of all these things, he's not also cheating or something.
He's not involved with her. And, you know, it says a lot because apparently he was helping her move from a halfway house.
Yeah.
So, you know, maybe they were... And I'm just speculating, but maybe, you know, he's helping someone that's in recovery move on to the next spot. And maybe he himself is not fully recovered.
Yeah.
Who knows? And, you know, drugs make you crazy.
That's true. Tyler always seemed like a nice guy on the show. So I was surprised to see that. But in light of giving Nicole the privacy that she asked for, we shall move on. Two, who else? Who have we not talked about yet that we always talk about?
The Queen,
Larissa. She spilled major tea to Us Weekly today talking about that date that she went on with Corey on October 3rd. Actually, I think it was October 2nd. Maybe October 3rd was the next day. I just remember that because it was the whole Mean Girls reference. But they went on this hot little date in Las Vegas. Remember, Evelyn went nutsy faking. And Larissa is still kind of trying to defend herself in this situation against Evelyn. And what Larissa had to say to Us Weekly was that Corey used her for attention. Not different, you know, not too different from what Evelyn was saying at this time, too, that Corey was just looking to really kind of increase his reality stardom. And I'm sorry. Oh, get this, guys. Larissa says, Corey and Evelyn deserve each other. And it was absolutely a date based on the way that he was texting her and the things he was saying to her. Mm-hmm. And all night long, Corey was begging Larissa for a kiss. She says.
Wow.
So while he and Evelyn continue to sort of profess their love for one another, Larissa saying, hey, wait a minute. Remember that?
Yeah, remember that? Spilling all the tea, Larissa. Go ahead, spill the tea. I believe it. I believe it. I believe that he went there probably upset with Evelyn and was like, hey, listen, Larissa is my type, if he has a type.
Mm-hmm.
Let's hang out. I'm going to be in Vegas and see what happens. And maybe he was not Larissa's type. So, you know,
yeah.
You started off as friends. And now what?
Yeah, and, you know, Corey and Evelyn must just be on and off given the day, because while Corey does continue to say, like, I love Evelyn and mm-hmm. all that kind of stuff, he also posted on Instagram stories just a few days ago this, where he talks about Raul and Evelyn's relationship and said, I'm sick of people asking me about Raul and Evelyn, that he has not seen or spoken with Raul since the tell-all. And he says, I don't know what's been going on between Raul and Evelyn. I don't trust him. What he has done to me is not okay, and it's broken our friendship. I will not be speaking on this topic until after me and Raul speak face to face. Oh, sounds like it's going to go down between those two.
I think it is, probably. But what's interesting is that he doesn't know what's going on. So are you not talking to Evelyn as well?
Right. Good point.
Right. So, like, I don't know. What are you saying in between the lines there, Corey? What are you really saying?
Either way, I just hope they're filming it all for Happily Ever After or whatever series they can throw them on. But that wasn't the only news Larissa's making.
Man, Larissa stays busy. Yes. So according to Larissa, Colt tried to plant drugs on her to sabotage her court hearings and get her deported. And this really is upsetting to her because she starts to talk about in her stories how no one's going to date her after 3 arrests.
Yeah. Sad.
And she says, sad but true. And then what does Colt do, because it's Colt? He puts in his stories, I date you. And that just set her all the way off. Like, she was not having any of Colt's nonsense. But Colt, like, what are you really saying? I date you still after everything that you've done? Planning the drugs, calling her out by her name, getting your mama involved. Like, come on, you two. I think
those text messages we saw between the two of them.
All of it. The ugliness. This part ways. You both seem healthier and happier because of it. So, like, don't try to clickbait us.
Don't toy with our emotions, Colt. But yeah, that's a huge allegation from Larissa,
yeah,
that Colt tried to plant drugs on her to get her deported. And she's not... that dissimilar from other claims that she made a couple of weeks ago about other things he's trying to do to get her out of the country.
Mm-hmm.
Let's check in a little bit with our live chat roll. Karen said, why isn't Larissa kicked out of the country by now? An interesting question. Kat points out that Raul is with Laura now. I'm pretty sure they're just playing with us on all of that. But they certainly have been making those claims. And Jules said, can someone tell me why Corey's not with Evelyn anymore? I'm confused. Girl, I don't blame you. We can barely keep track of this, and I got my finger on the pulse 24/7. So,
Jules, just say this. They're on again, they're off again, they're on again. No one really knows. I don't even think those two know.
They probably don't. And they're not the only ones who like to play this back and forth game. Again, you know, we're ticking off the list. We just got to Larissa. So, you know, this next story is going to be about Jay and Ashley, who made a big splash, or shall we say a crash, over the weekend when Jay posted this photo of his smashed up Mustang and just said, damn. So this is roadside. It looks like a terrible accident here, but with no other details. Well, who do we go to when we need the details on Jay's life?
Ashley.
Yes, Miss Ashley. All right, let me pull this up here. She had a lot to say about it. She said, for those of you who keep DMing me, that car wasn't linked to me at all. Please forward your questions to this sugar mama with a picture of a red-haired woman and a Geico insurance card, and then added, listen, call me childish all you want. I don't blast people unless they disrespect and lie to me. Once you do that, it's game over, and I don't give an F who gets mad about it. So, I mean, she's still pissed from the re-breakup from last weekend.
She had hidden and then had to she didn't really have to confess, because she was saying that she was not with him, but really behind closed doors she was. years.
Right.
And then the very public breakup of something that we didn't even know was happening.
And that Jay possibly had another woman pregnant.
Yeah.
That was just last week. So last week he's becoming a daddy. This week he's got a sugar mama. He's crashing his car. I mean, Ashley, thank you for keeping us informed.
That's it.
What would we do without ya? Well, we would move on to this other little tidbit. Another ex-wife who, you know, makes sure we get the full scoop all the time. This time we are talking about Benjamin's ex, who we haven't seen on the show at all, of course, but she does regularly spill the tea on Insta at @cactus_fruit_juice. Just love that name. And she was responding to somebody who posted on Twitter, "Benjamin's ex took his money. Damn, bro. No. She says, "Since my inbox is filled with this question, here is your answer. I didn't receive any money in the divorce. None. Not a dime. There were no lawyers and no alimony was awarded. We lived with my mom's. There was no house to keep. He kept his vehicle. We didn't share a bank account. There wasn't money to split. So what could leave someone broke after a divorce? Divorce response fee? That's around $280 in Arizona where they live. Finding a place to live and starting up from nothing? Perhaps that could have done it to Ben," she says. But to say I took all his money is inaccurate. I know there are three sides to a story, but it's not my job to ensure people in believing mine. It just makes me feel better setting the record straight." So, you know, we weren't saying she was a gold digger, but she wanted to make clear that she was not. Thoughts on this, Linda?
I am so curious about this lady because I'm trying to figure out, like, okay, so do you want to be a part of this whole 90-day family? Oh. Are you trying to set the record straight? Because she kind of bounces in and bounces out. And just, like, with little tidbits and not enough for it to be, like, juicy, juicy. Like, okay, no one was saying anything about your divorce and the money thing. So, like, what's your angle? Mm-hmm. I'm curious about what her angle is because I could kind of see that being a spinoff, like Ben and Akini. We don't really know what's exactly going on with them yet. Mm-hmm. Maybe have the ex come in and, you know, stir up some drama. Mm-hmm. Why not?
Throw her
in the mix.
Right. And as Grayson's mom, mm-hmm. you know, Akini's future stepson, she would certainly have a role on that, we would think. Let's check in a little bit with the chat roll. Oh, they're feeling bad for Benjamin. They say they like him. The rest of them say, nope, we don't even know who that is. I mean, not surprised to hear that Benjamin and Akini haven't made a huge splash. Becky wants to know, did I miss the Avery and Devin fight thing? You did. But you can rewind. Keep watching now. Stay tuned and come back to that later. Isola says, you know, Benjamin is probably just attracted to African women. I mean, I think that's pretty clear.
Yeah, it's very clear.
And Stephanie just said, yeah, we love that she spills some tea here and there. We love hearing all about this crazy cast and the crazy cast from past seasons and all of that. But it is, of course, time to also kind of start looking ahead at the brand new season of 90 Day Fiancé.
November 3rd.
Yay! We've gotten to know a few of the couples a little bit through some sneak peeks and some trailers. Mm-hmm. But there were a few of them that gave some exclusive interviews, some juicy interviews this week that I wanted to make sure you guys all heard about. So who you're looking at here is Juliana and Michael. They've made a huge splash because of this simple prostitute line in the trailer.
In the trailer, right? Yeah. So she was at the interview for the visa process and was offended that whoever was in the government had asked her, you know, how long she had been a prostitute.
Michael told the New York Post exclusively, "We were asked during Juliana's visa interview in Rio de Janeiro if she had worked as a prostitute within the last 10 years. It's probably just a basic question that they have to ask everybody." He says, and of course, the answer was no, she's not a prostitute. I mean, don't you think they want to make sure that what they're getting into is making sure that a woman is not being sex trafficked?
Okay, I see that.
Right, so it's probably an important question, although I could see how you'd be a little off-put by that. Both Juliana and Michael were present in this interview, and they just gave a little bit of kind of cutesy tidbits about how they met. Juliana said when she saw her much younger, she's 23, he's 42, man, she said, "When I saw his green eyes and smile, I just melted. I really wanted to talk to him, but I couldn't speak English at the time." Oh, that's so cute. That's cute. One more little tidbit from this New York Post article that actually implied that the TLC reaches out to immigration lawyers to try to cast some of these people to find some of the folks to be on the show. Mm-hmm. I'd never heard that before.
I heard that from the beginning where they are recruiting not only with the lawyers, but they'll go down to the courthouses to see who has filed K-1 visa work.
Wow.
And reach out to them to see if they have a good storyline.
They're doing just as much research as we are.
Yeah.
And I know people have also wondered about, there wasn't a lot of info given that Michael is a dad. We knew he has kids and that Juliana would be stepping into a new stepmom role. This article has some more info on that. It says Juliana, Michael's ex-wife and he have two kids under 13. Mm-hmm. So two very young children that Juliana will become the stepmom to. And Juliana kind of wrapped it all up by saying, I've been to all the biggest cities in the world modeling. She has a very lucrative modeling career. But now I finally get to see the U.S. I can't wait to see Snowfall. She's never been here before. And reportedly, they are on their 90-day K-1 visa right now.
Mm-hmm. Karen, new season starts November 3rd, so just right around the corner this week or end of the week.
We are so excited about it. We are, of course, also going to see Blake and Jasmine mm-hmm. on this new season. They talked to Entertainment Tonight and told us a little bit more about those, about themselves. And Blake told the magazine, in the beginning, it was like a bumpy ride for both of us, and it got kind of nerve-wracking and promises the viewers that you'll see it. Jasmine pipes in and said, I don't really care what people say. The only thing I care about is what my family thinks and the people that I love. She does seem pretty laid back mm-hmm. in most of the footage that we've seen. And Blake, though, teasing it a little bit harder, he said, you will see some major drama. This strikes an argument between the two of them. Jasmine said, I'm a drama-free person. And then she tells Blake, you're more drama than me.
I think those two are adorable. I'm looking forward to them on this new season. I think that they're a really cute couple.
But a little bit of tension, though, I sense. And him calling her stupid in that one clip is probably something that is going to resonate and make a bit of a splash when we see it.
Yeah, I think that he comes off as the extrovert and her the introvert. So I think that match is going to be really good TV.
Mm-hmm. And now you're looking at Sinjin and Tanya. That picture of them with the cameras is from an article that came out in the New York Times several months ago mm-hmm. that if you haven't read, you have to. It's super juicy. Yep. But he gave an exclusive interview as well and revealed that Tanya hadn't seen the show before, but that Sinjin loved to watch it with his mom. How cute is that? And that he's actually the one who kind of pitched to her like, hey, maybe this is something we should do. And not surprisingly, as soon as Tanya sent the email to producers, they got a response almost immediately saying, yes, 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 we want you on this show. Yeah. So looking forward to tons of drama from Sinjin and Tanya.
What in the Caesar and Maria 2.0 Nakia says?
I assume she's referring to Michael and Juliana.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Oh, well, since you all want to talk a little bit more about Michael and Juliana, since they have made so many headlines, let's play a little game of Do We Ship mm-hmm. It? All right, we're going to take Michael and Juliana this time, and we're going to tell you what we think. Are we shipping these two out, or are they shipped, as in a relationship, for life? All right, you just heard all the dirty details, the age difference, the stepkids, the alleged prostitution. The language barrier, the fact that she's never been here to the U.S. before.
The model dreams.
Yes, Linda, do we ship it?
Girl, you know that I'm shipping it out of here.
Really?
Yes. I don't buy it for 1 minute. I think that we have another, and I don't know why, the Jonathan the Realtor story where you have a successful guy, he meets this lady who has model dreams and wants to come to America and be taken care of while pursuing her modeling career. And I think that's exactly what's going to happen.
I disagree. I am shipping these two for life. I think they might actually make it last.
Wow.
And make it work. You know what really convinced me is her saying like, oh, when I saw his eyes and his smile, I melted. It seems like they truly are in love. And also, as far as her modeling career, she's very successful. She travels all the time. She's from South America, but she travels all the time to the UK and other places, I believe Asia, other places around the world. So as far as that, it seems like she would have some money. She's already got the potential potential to travel, so she doesn't need to maybe find an American man to marry just to come to the U.S. But their age difference obviously raises some questions, and I'm sure will be an issue. The stepmom thing, I think that depends more on the kids. And Michael seems like the kind of guy who has raised respectful, well-behaved children. And I think those are probably easier to be a stepmom to than maybe some of the other kids that we've seen on the show.
Maybe. I love your optimism. I love that.
I'm shipping these two. I think they might actually be able to make it work. Chat roll, chime in.
They are. They're saying ship out. Sorry. Isabel is saying ship out. Luna, ship out. Karen agrees. Happy Mood says ship out. Stephanie says, toot, toot.
Oh, you
and
guys.
Becky says, ship out. So, I think that the romance that's in your eyes, Christy.
Aw.
She loves them. We'll see.
We shall see, and I cannot wait to watch, actually, and you guys will be covering it here on AfterBuzz, I assume?
We are covering all things 90 Days, of course, guys, so definitely make sure that you are subscribing to this reality channel because we cannot miss a beat, and it's starting November 3rd.
Yay. So looking forward to that. And, you know, if these folks in the chat room want to keep up with you throughout the rest of the week, Linda,
guys,
where would they do that at?
If you want to keep up with me, hit me up at Linda's So Girly all across social media. I definitely answer back. So you can slide into those DMs. And if you have a little 411, let me know.
I love that. My name, you know my name, but you guys can always hit me up at Christy Reports. I hope you do. And please subscribe to my channel at Christy Reports. We will be back next week with more 90 Day Fiancé News Weekly. If you haven't joined us live, you have to. Everybody in the chat is having so much fun. And we want to thank you for coming and joining us live. You can do that on Wednesdays at 4 p.m. Pacific on AfterBuzz's reality TV channel. Hope that you do.
Yeah.
And we'll see. Oh, and also watch 90 Day Fiancé News Daily. I knew I was forgetting something important. Every single day, also right here. And on that note, we will see you next week.
Bye, guys.
Have a good one.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.